Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. We're holding in Menachas Daf Pihei. The Gemara in the top of Amud Aleph brings that Yochanan Umamre told Moshe, Tevel ata machnis le'afarim. Because we mentioned the Mishnah, a place called Afarim, so he says, you're bringing Tevel, you're bringing hay to a place full of Tvua. What's the point of doing miracles in Mitzrayim where everything here is full of Kshafim? Omar Lahem, so Moshe Rabbeinu answers, in a place of vegetables, you sell vegetable. If it's a marketplace that sells vegetables, that's where you bring the vegetable. So what is exactly going on over here? So first of all, just to introduce, who is Yoichno Mamre? Who they are? Who are these people that came to argue with Moshe Rabbeinu? So the Yalkut Shimoin in Bishach Remez Reish Lamed Hei brings that Shnei Machshefim Ayu B'Mitzrayim. There were two big wizards in Mitzrayim. Yoichno Mamre. They were able to grow wings with kshofim. They were in the air doing kriyas yamsuf. They were flying in the air. In other words, in order not to be drowned in the mayamsuf. So Medrash says the Gavriel the Maloch came and says, so Hashem Baruch Hu told him, the Michael, go, and he took them betzitzes roishon and he threw them into the water. And Reuven Margolius mentions a few places with these names are mentioned in a different name in the Sefer Hazoya and Targum Yonis or Menuziel. Now, what is the debate that they have with Moshe Rabbeinu? So the one explains it very, very clearly is the Drosha Haran and Drusha Shlishi. And he says the Pshat is like this. These two Mechashvim, they thought the Moshe Rabbeinu's Oisois are Kishuf. They're just sorcery. There's nothing special about them. You have so much magic, so much sorcery in Mitzrayim, so you'll have one more. What exactly are you adding to something that has so much? Now, they understood, they thought, that the Oisos and Moifsim and the Makos, the Moshe brings in Mitzrayim, is exactly the same like every other Kishuv that is in Mitzrayim. So when you have so much, you bring a little bit more, it's exactly the idea, the example of hay, of Tevin. So I have Tevin, and I bring more Tevin. What do I need more Tevin if I have enough? So the answer is, we're not talking about tevin, we're talking about a vegetable. By vegetables, a different type of vegetables. There's higher quality, there's lower quality, different types. Who is going to come and be able to differentiate and know which vegetable is the highest quality? If I go and I sell vegetable in some kind of a peasant village, in a place where nobody really knows the quality of food, and someone comes and brings the best vegetable was ever created, ever grown in the world, nobody's going to appreciate it. Because nobody knows to differentiate between low-quality vegetable and high-quality vegetable. For them, it's all the same. Who's going to know to come and say, oh, this vegetable is very unique, very special? Only in a marketplace would they have many, many types of vegetable, many different types, different qualities, lower quality, higher quality, comes something which is unique, which is special. Everybody's going to say, oh, this is special. So the debate between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yoichno Mamre is, what is Moshe Rabbeinu bringing? Is he bringing the same or everything else? So you're going to a place that has everything and bringing something, the same thing. I'm not adding anything. Because Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, what I'm coming to bring you is my Sashem. It's completely different. It's a whole different quality. So Adarabba, where should I bring it? To a place they don't know to appreciate? A makah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because by them, no makahs exist anyway? Or a place where they have all the kishuf. They have all the sorcery. They have all magic tricks in the world. Suddenly comes something which is unique, which is Yad Hashem. Now they're going to know how to appreciate it. And the Ran goes on to explain, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was kvat peh v'kvat loshon. He wasn't a great orator. He didn't know how to speak so well. Why? Because then people's going to say, you know why Am Yisrael went after Moshe Rabbeinu? Because he's such a great speaker. He could have convinced them otherwise. See, Moshe Rabbeinu did not speak well. What Moshe Rabbeinu brought is the actual truth, is the quality of Gilui Kfat Shemayim in the world. Mamash, the same Mahalach brings the Netziv in the Emek Dover, in the part called Harchev Dover, in Shmois Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud Aleph. And he says it's not exactly like Rashi. I think what he means is Rashi says, Hem Omru Lo Diva Leitzonus V'yishiv Lehem Bin Yonam. They said Leitzonus, he answers Leitzonus. He says, this isn't the same. No, it's not Leitzonus. It's a good answer. They thought that what he's bringing is just the same thing like everything else. He's come to say now much better quality and says the Netziv, look at the Rashi. Shuv Matzati, I found in Drosh Saran that says this idea. And this idea that in order to come and appreciate something, you need to go to the place where you have so many of it, that's what the Me'ashiloyach, the Yishmitzer writes over here as well, and they are on this daf. And it all comes, this idea that this is the taina of Moshe Rabbeinu and bring you the emes. The emes you can appreciate only when you have so much things that are not emes, then there's a bigger hakara of what the emes is. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shahurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.